Waking Up Next to You, live from somewhere around Australia.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd. Breakfast with Jimmy and Nate.
Oh, that's it, Australia Sunday coming at you. Look out. Welcome to the end of the week. Welcome to the show. Of course, we are Jimmy and Nath. We are up early with you every Saturday, every Sunday, live around the country.
I reckon the word of the day is teal.
Oh, God, didn't I learn what that meant yesterday?
Look at the TV right now.
Yeah, teal.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Lots of teals, wasn't it?
What party are you in? I'm in the teal party.
Oh, you're teal party guys. They're just going after the Liberals. That's all I learned yesterday.
What?
When I was watching the live count.
I was watching it last night. I was so confused because, like, yeah, one side say something and the other side say something. I was like, what's the bloody truth? What's going on?
If you don't know, I mean, Producer Grace, you just you don't know what a teal is?
No, what's teal?
Well, look.
Were you not watching the election last night?
I was asleep before 8.
I thought you were. I thought this was like sport to you.
No.
I was watching it like a game of NRL. That's what
I was
watching
flicking between the rugby league and the election.
I was going, Jill screen. Oh, sneezing.
No, leave it on, leave it on.
And so, listen, this is what we have to deal with. Just so you know, that's how Grace sneezes. Oh, still going.
Sorry, guys.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm back on.
No, all bless right. you for your combo.
He didn't bless me.
Bless you.
Bless you, mate. Bless you.
That's how Grace sneezes, by the way, Australia.
Yeah, we just thought we'd show you that.
Teals are the independents, Grace. I just assume Grace was watching the election.
Yeah, they're a specific type of independent, and I was listening to how Christopher Pan was describing them yesterday, and he said that the teal's sole purpose is to bring down the Liberals.
That's what he said.
They launch attacking campaigns and they go after the Liberal seats.
I love when he was like, maybe I should get back out there and lead this country. No, I don't know. Don't know if anyone's asking that, Chris.
Hey, massive round of applause to Albo as well. The 31st Prime Minister of Australia. It is confirmed, of course, if somehow you missed it. Labor won, guys. Labor won. We have a new government. How that government will unfold is still yet to be confirmed, of course.
I'm
still a lot of votes coming in. Hey,
I'm out now. I watched the election. I figured Labor win.
You don't want to wait the 13 days for the postals and the pre-polls and
No. Then it'll come around in 3 to 4 years and we'll do the sausage gear and the thing all again.
Yeah, we've done our bit.
Can't wait to
we've
see what colour it is next time.
Never thought we'd start with teal chat either. God, we cover everything.
They are exclusive. They are limited edition.
Oh my God.
They are very exclusive.
Wait. I've already said that. Who wrote this?
Yeah, sorry. They wanted that one again for some odd reason. Don't know why.
It's Jimmy and Nate's Up Early Mick Mugs.
Hi, this is Mick, and these are Mick's Mugs.
Yes, it is Mick's Mugs. Every time we've started a new job, Jim, my old man, Big Mickey, he's made the team mugs, which he designs himself on paint. He then sends them out to his very special mug guy. These are extremely limited edition and they are exclusive because there is only a limited amount. And Australia, if you would like one, we only give one away every single weekend. 131060, you must call right now and you must prove why you deserve one.
Look, you might have missed it yesterday, but this is our last show for a while. We've got a month off. Then we're going to be back with two shows.
Yes.
Because we used to do Hobart Breakfast Monday to Friday and then this show Saturday, Sunday. But, we wrapped up on Hobart Breakfast Friday. We're back on the 20th of June doing nights, 9 to 11.
Yes.
And Weekend Breakfast, 7 to 9. Now, we made that announcement on Hobart Breakfast Radio during the week that we're wrapping up. And I made a joke because we got a big announcement and I said, can't find my wallet. Someone commented in the Facebook comments. Tagged their partner and went, Jimmy can't find his wallet. I reckon if we fly down to Hobart, I don't know where they're from.
Okay.
But the comment was, I reckon if we fly down to Hobart and we find Jimmy's wallet, we could get a Mick mug.
Oh, okay. No, but this is great because it's showing what people are willing to do to score themselves a Mick mug. And it shows you how rare and how hard people work to get one.
So I replied to the Jimmy Nath account and I went, this is the type of behaviour that deserves a Mick mug.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, I did find my wallet.
100%, which means all those people who bought airfares to
Tasmania to go wallet hunting. Sorry, guys.
Unlucky. All right, so how this works is you've got to call right now, 13 10 60. We only have a limited run. There are not many mugs left, and if you want one, you need to prove it. You must. Maybe you need to tell me that it's the only mug you'll ever drink out of. A lot of people are lying and say they have pool rooms and are going to display it in the pool room. I doubt that everybody has a pool room.
I think every person we spoke to is like, I'll put it in the pool room, and then we go, do you have one? And they go, no, I don't.
So please don't lie about your pool room.
Just make it a bit. Just call up and say, yep, straight at the pool room, fellas.
13 10 60. This is your opportunity right now, Australia. The phones are running hot. If you would like one of the hottest pieces of property on Australian radio right now, if you would like a Mick mug, you got to call 13 10 60. It's Jimmy and A. Yeah, that's right, Australian Mick mugs. Every time we start a new job, my old man, Big Mickey, he's made the team mugs. He designs them himself, sends them to his mug guy, and we only get a limited run. You must prove to me that you deserve one of these mugs. In any way possible, if I think you deserve one, then absolutely, you will get one of the hottest, most expensive. I don't know about that. I've added that one in there. Probably not.
You probably need to stop.
I've added more descriptions. Exclusive. That's already in there.
Yeah.
Pieces of property on Australian radio, Jim.
Yeah, and as your old man makes them, Big Mickey, it's only fair that you decide who gets them.
100%. Ben from Victoria. G'day, Ben. How are you?
Good, thank you, yourself.
Ben, you're having a good morning so far.
Yeah, mate. Just starting my day. I'm actually working.
Oh, you're working? What are you doing, Ben?
I drive milk tankers, like the big semis, milk tankers, go around to farms picking up milk.
So
that is why I think it would be great to have a mug to keep in my truck. But when I go to drop off the milk at factories, I've always got a mug with me.
Okay, Ben, this is good because my old man's nickname is Milko from his friends because he used to deliver milk and his dad also used to deliver milk.
Yeah, right.
So this could work out. Does anyone call you Milko around the milk truck industry, Ben?
No.
No, they don't, mate.
Okay. I just love producer Grace outside. Just gave us, you can't hear it, but she was just, I can see it. It was like, a, what?
Well, you didn't know that, producer Grace?
No, I also didn't know he, I thought he worked on boats.
No, he does do that now. This is as a kid, and his old man.
Oh, as a kid?
Yeah, and his old man also used to deliver milk. And they called
him Milko too?
Yeah, he was also Milko.
It sounds made up.
This is made up.
Completely made up.
But, geez, it fits Ben, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm just trying to link it to Ben, Grace. Way to bring it down.
Ben, guys, I'm trying to talk to Ben. Ben, when you go, you know, fill up the truck with milk, do you get to have like a little sippy sip, little taste?
I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't do that.
Okay. I was just wondering because if you had a mug, you could just dip the mug in the milk.
Perfect.
Big vat and just.
Okay, all right. What about fresh? We're talking, obviously, you don't do that, Ben, but strictly hypothetically.
Yeah.
If you could do that, would you use the Mick mug to scoop out that? You would.
Of course.
100%.
If there was a cow and you could grab it by the teat, would you squeeze it into a Mick mug?
Yeah, for sure.
You're laughing, Ben, but this is a serious matter.
I don't think you understand how serious.
Okay, Ben, go on, Ben. What
yes, I would.
You would? Okay,
yeah,
good.
I would.
Nice parents came from generations of milk farmers.
His
great-great-great-grandmother was called Milky.
Oh, Milky.
For a different reason.
Ben, do you have a mug in your possession at the moment?
No, I don't. Not at all.
You're mugless.
Yeah, I'm mugless. So when I go to the factories like to drop off, then I've got to try and find a mug, and that's if they got one, you know. So, yeah, so usually I've got to wash one up or something like that, so I'd rather have my own.
You don't have time for that, Ben. You're out there delivering milk. You have time to wash. You just need
that's
your
right.
own mug.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Well, Benny, you've got yourself a Mick mug, buddy!
Yay! Cheers, guys.
What do you want to say? What do you want to say to the country?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Please welcome producer Grace for some golf. Gossip Grace.
Jane Lynch, who you might know as Sue Sylvester from Glee, has revealed she's fascinated by the subject of extraterrestrial life.
So is that tap?
The X-Files playing in the background.
Okay.
So she told this exclusively to Page Six on Friday at the 88th Annual Drama League Awards. I'm yet to figure out how that came up in conversation.
How does
but
that work?
I have no idea. She did.
Hey guys, while I got you.
Hang on, wait a second.
While
I got you, X-Files in the house. Here we go. X-Files.
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 All right, sorry, Grace.
Sorry, no, that's right. She did.
The music stopped. The music stopped.
Oh. She did clarify.
It's back.
She didn't clarify. Yeah. No, that's okay. She doesn't necessarily believe in aliens, though. She said, "I don't use the word believe ever because that's stupid. Who cares what
you
believe?"
It's not stupid. X-Files.
Where is this from? Why is this not the actual thing?
X-Files DJ remix. All right. Sorry.
We're chilling.
Sorry.
She said, "So I'm interested. Let's just say that I'm compelled."
Oh, compelled.
So what is the gossip? She doesn't believe in aliens?
She said she's compelled by aliens, but doesn't necessarily believe in them.
Australia.
I'm thankful we're off for a month, because I feel like we're running low on gossip.
I'm running low on gossip.
Yeah, but we're running big on energy. Listen to this. Dance out, Grace. Jim, Australians have taken to Twitter to rank the worst social media captions of all time. They've collated some of the most common and most annoying, their words, that they've seen on Facebook and Instagram. I've used a lot of these. I've used a lot of these, particularly on Instagram stories.
Yeah.
So I don't find them annoying, but you guys might find them annoying, and obviously majority of Australia finds them annoying.
I have two that really bug me, and I'm interested to see if they're on this list.
Is there any that come, you don't have to say them yet, Jim, but are there any like generic ones that you always see that annoy you straight away?
Oh, there's one I've been seeing a lot of.
Don't say it because it might be on here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, unless you want to say it.
Well, you just asked me, is there a caption?
And yeah, but see what Grace did? Grace is like, I'd be interested to see if it was on the list.
I'm not.
okay, what are you?
Dave for it.
Dave for it.
Third on the list.
But I love that.
Yeah, Dave for it.
I'm just saying.
Wait, are you saying Dave for it or Dave for it?
Dave for it.
Dave? Like for a
it.
Person's name.
Okay, yeah. That's annoying, but also just Dave for it is annoying.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Sorry. Let me clarify. You're so right, Grace.
No, thank
this
you.
Is what we're going to talk about.
It's great.
Day for it, D-A-Y space F-O-R space I-T, annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, D-A-V-E space for it, F-O-R-I-T.
Still annoying.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Continue to do that.
See, that's what I mean. Like, some of these on the list, I actually like using. And I will tell you, Dave for it is on the list.
Dave for it.
Dave for it is on the list.
Can I give you my other one?
Yeah, may as well. Let's see if it's on the list.
Another year around the sun with this one.
Also on the list.
Yep.
I wouldn't have got
also
that.
Also on
this
the
is
list.
A fun game.
Yeah.
Any others? I mean, I've got them all here. There's some real common ones.
Fun with friends?
Not on the list.
Okay,
this is fun, because what if I give you the description of the picture and you can tell me what you think the normal thing
I like
would
this.
Be?
Okay.
I love this game.
Okay, so it's someone in a bikini or like a swimmer's, like a sexy picture, and it's just kind of their bottom mainly.
Oh.
And it's,
sun's out, buns
yep.
out. I love this.
It's a great game.
Okay, this one. I reckon you'll get this
one. It's the caption game.
Because I've used this one as well. Okay.
I'm going to show you a popular photo on Instagram. You tell me the caption.
It's a picture of a woman laying on a beach, and it's just a photo of her legs with a...
Hot dogs or legs.
Yep.
God, I'm good at this.
You're so good.
This one might be a bit harder. Okay. And Jim, I reckon this one could be closer to you getting it. Okay, mm-hmm. Picture of a drink or someone holding a drink in like a fun location. So Ooh. It's them holding a drink... Like in a fun location, like a cool bar or something. And it might be like a Friday afternoon or a Saturday afternoon.
Oh, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yep.
Yeah, good Jim. Good Jim.
Similar photo description.
Drink with friends.
Similar photo description.
Yep.
With a similar caption. Somebody holding a drink in like a fun location. And like, I'll tell you at the end of this caption, there's often a winky face.
Mm.
It's drinking related.
Drinking related.
Related.
Winking.
Cheers?
No. Nah, starts with B and three words after that. B, something, something.
Being.
Not to.
No, I don't know. Oh, be rude not to.
Yep.
Be rude not to.
Be rude not to, guys.
Yeah, be rude not to.
Then Dave Forrett's on there. Picture of a bloke with a beer in his hand.
No, I punch him now.
Wish you were beer.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
Picture of the girls hanging out in a sunny location. Girls just want to have sun.
Are you making these up?
They're all on the list.
No, no, I feel like these are Nath captions.
Yeah, fun in the sun, life's a beach, why not, and summer fun.
Oh, why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
So these are what Australia's come out and said that they're the most annoying captions. I mean, you guys, they're very generic because, I mean, you guys guessed them all. All I did was describe the picture. So here's what I want to do. 131060, crap captions. Jump on the phones right now. What is the worst caption you've seen or an annoying caption you've seen or one you use? You know, I'll put your head up and say you use them.
I'm going to throw something out here. Yeah. It's not the show plan. I love this about radio. We're live. Producer Grace and Nath have no idea what I'm about to propose.
I know, I'm worried.
They're sheer panic on both their faces. It's when Jim goes off, he goes off.
Yeah.
Grace, I would say that one of Nath's greatest gifts is his ability to caption photos.
Absolutely, yes. With a pun.
With a pun. Mm. What if we throw out the worst caption you've seen? What if you've taken a photo over the weekend or the week, you're waiting to upload, and you need a caption?
I love that. Nath will
come up for a caption for you, for your photo Australia,
I love that.
Right now on the show.
Yeah.
Be rude not to, would it? Right, 131060. Jump on the phones right now. Let's do that. Have you taken a photo this weekend? Maybe you're with Albo, and you know, and you're celebrating the election, whatever it is.
Out last night, maybe
whatever
the gym,
it was. 131060. Jump on the phones right now, and I'll ask a few questions, and I'll try and get a caption for you, a good caption with a pun in it for you, and also menu log vouchers to give away. So you're going to get a caption and a menu log voucher, $50 menu log vouchers, guys.
They should be giving you the menu log vouchers.
No, 100%. I don't know. Unless menu log call. I don't know if people can. Oh, I guess they could buy them and give them to me. Couldn't they?
Buy the
menu log vouchers and give them to me.
Well, what do you want?
Well, I don't want. No, I'm not going to do that. Just ask the question. 131060 crap captions. What's the worst caption you've seen? What's the worst caption you've seen? I should have just gone with that. You're yelling, but your mic's not on.
No, I was going to say, I thought that was when you said crap captions. I thought you were going to be like, craptions.
Well, I should have. This is why we're a good team. Hey, well done, everybody.
Look, Nath did ask for crap captions. I said call up, you have a photo, Nath, and give you a caption. Mm. No one's called up for that. But I think only I know, and producer, because we know you personally, we are off for a month after this weekend. We're taking a month off. When we come back, I reckon we have a crack at it.
Yeah,
What we do is we just show some examples. I'll describe a photo that you've uploaded on your personal account, and then I'll give the caption.
100%.
And then Australia will go, wow, what a great skill this man has.
Because I've got friends that always ask me for captions.
Oh yeah, I can confirm, Australia. I'm in group chats with Nath, and people send through and they go, hey, can you guys give us a caption?
Need caption for this, please. Michelle from Hobart. Hi, Mish.
Morning, boys. How you going?
We're good, Mish. Craptions. What have you got for us?
It's not that. It's just when people put up with their kid's birthday and they write, where did the time go? I hate that. It drives me insane.
Where did the time go?
Are you really asking where did the time go? Really? Oh, my God.
You know where it went. It's a birthday.
Yeah,
it's been about a year.
Exactly. And I'm going to write the same thing next year.
How do you feel, Michelle, about when someone has a birthday and they go, another lap around the sun?
Yeah, that drives me insane too. Yeah, that drives me insane.
Michelle just sitting there unfollowing people. Yeah. I'm done with this. Harry from Rouse Hill. Hello, Haz.
Hey, legends. How are you?
We're good, mate. Craptions. What have you got for us?
Mate, I've got a bloke at work that just constantly posts up him doing something, which is obviously not great, and posts living the dream. And, like, it's very obvious you are not living the dream, mate.
Stop lying to us, mate. We can tell you're not living the dream.
Harry, have you ever confronted him or commented on any of the posts?
Mate, he says it in person as well, and he gets pulled up on it daily.
Oh, no. So what, you'll be somewhere, and he goes, boys, living the dream.
Mate, every day without fail.
I'm living the dream, guys. Thank you, Harry.
That's good.
Emma from Yarrawonga. Hi, Em.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Em. You got a craption for us?
Yes, felt cute, might delete later.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Why?
Wait,
why
are you
going to delete it?
Did you say why or buy?
No, why? Like, why would you say that?
Oh,
Em, what are you?
I see it on a daily.
I also see that on the daily, Emma, and I think it's probably one of the top. I think it's probably the worst caption I've seen. Mm. I use it, but I use it sarcastically. So I'll put a photo up and go, felt cute, might delete later. Is it okay to do that, or am I adding to the problem?
You're adding to the problem.
Okay. Yeah, you're making it worse, mate.
I did feel cute, though. Hey, look, we are going to talk election. If you do want to get involved, we're going to be asking later, 131060, tomato or barbecue.
Yeah.
If you do want to get involved on now, you can head to our Instagram at Jimmy and Nath. But right now, Nath, I want to chat about apparently thousands of Aussies turned up to vote yesterday with no pants.
I love this so much. So many people sent it to me. So many people going, this is right up your alley. And I go, I know.
People tagging the Jimmy and Nath account going, this you? Australian swimwear brand, I think, Bougie Smuggler.
Bougie Smuggler.
Is the R silent?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Bougie Smuggler.
I think it's a French brand.
It's a French brand.
Yeah.
I Google it, it's an Australian swimwear brand, but it started in.
No. French. Yeah.
Because the budgie is the national French bird.
100%. And that's the thing. And budgies, you can only call budgie smugglers if they're from the region of budgie smuggler in France. It's like champagne.
It's right next to champagne, just out from soft camembert. Budgie Smuggler put a call out on social media earlier this week encouraging people to exercise their constitutional right to vote without pants on.
Sorry, Producer Grace, we're doing a bit, okay?
I know, but in case anyone wanted to know, the Gallic rooster is the national bird of France. Isn't that fun?
Crowbars here.
You didn't have to come to me. I sent that through silently in the chat.
Well, why'd you send it? It flashes up on the screen.
In case one of you wanted to share that knowledge.
131060, if anyone cared, that the Gaelic rooster is the national bird of France.
Yeah, and if you would have just gone with the fact that the budgies was the national bird.
There we are. 131060.
Yeah.
Honestly. Someone's cool.
I bet you said no.
Budgie Smuggler offered a free pair to anyone voting in their smugglers and posting a photo with the hashtag Smugglers Decide.
I love that.
And thousands of people got around it.
Yeah.
I didn't know, but yeah, you can vote in your cozzies.
Yeah, phenomenal. I didn't know if there was any rules. Like, you know, when you walk into an RSL and you have like clothing restrictions.
Can't wear thongs and board shorts,
I need to say collar, mate, sorry.
It's in the rules that, yeah, if you... You're in your swimmers. Maybe you went for a dip in the morning.
Yeah,
you're allowed
of
to go in and vote.
Yeah, 100%.
So Australian.
Walk straight off the beach. You know what I mean? Just straight into a polling booth. I love that.
Yeah. And just confirming, no one has called. That was a bit. No one cared about the Gaelic rooster.
No, of course no
I'm
one
sorry,
did.
Sorry, Grace. I know you love birds.
I do. I'm sure there are plenty of people that went, huh, didn't know that.
Nobody did that.
Nathan's just chatting about the French swimwear designer label, Bougie Smuggler.
Yeah, of course, from the French region.
Near Champagne and soft camembert. Mm. Most people didn't know that the bird of France was the budgie. But then Producer Grace just gave us a fact.
Yes.
The truth. And as Nathan and I, we've had a motto for many years, never let the truth get in the way of a good story.
And also don't Google it.
Yeah. Yeah. Whereas when we brought Producer Grace in the show, it was because Producer Grace always lets the truth get in the way.
I love a fun fact. And I love learning things.
You love the truth.
I do love the truth.
And you don't let us just make things up, which is annoying.
Mm. Well, it's also good. It keeps us accountable. And I do learn things. But I did ask that in 1060, is anyone out there who was interested to learn that the Gaelic rooster is a national bird of France? And please welcome to the show, Sarah from Melbourne.
Oh, hello, Sarah. Have we got you, Sarah? Sarah.
I thought that was an interesting fact.
Thank you. That's good.
There you go.
Awesome, Grace.
Would you like more interesting facts on the show, Sarah?
Sorry?
Would you like more interesting facts on the show?
Yeah, sure.
There you go.
Awesome.
That's all we needed. Someone to say I did care.
Sarah, you can go back to being Grace's sister.
Hey, look, yesterday on the show, we were doing sausage reviews. We were getting people to review sausages that, potentially they may have eaten yesterday when they were voting.
Yeah.
And this happened. Sarah, what do you reckon? Maybe tomorrow on the show, we do a tomato v barbecue sauce debate.
Absolutely. I think it sounds perfect.
We should do a where do you keep it? Fridge or cupboard?
Yes. That's even better.
Just to be clear, which one are we doing?
are we doing sauce, fridge or cupboard?
No, we're doing barbecue or tomato sauce.
Because I thought Beat the Bomb was coming up too.
No, we're doing now 131060, Australia Decides, tomato or barbecue.
I love this.
The debate.
Yeah.
Now, I put up a poll on Instagram yesterday. Now, I will say, hey, guys, it's Jimmy here, and I am pro-barbecue, and I didn't think it was even close.
This is just barbecue on sausage sizzles, right?
Yes.
We're not talking about just in general. We're talking specifically on a sausage sizzle.
Maybe a democracy snag going to Bunnings, whatever it is. A sausage sizzle, barbecue.
Yeah, only sausage sizzle, not, guys, I like on my steak. This, no. Just talking sausage sizzle.
Yep.
At the moment, on Instagram, over 1,976 people have voted.
That's a good sample size.
77% of people tomato.
Yeah, and 70% correct.
Hey, but we still got a lot of postals coming through, so it's too early to call.
Look, the numbers I'm getting here for we're not going to concede this seat yet.
Look, we've got Chris Bowen and Michaela Cashier, guys. What are your thoughts?
Look, I am barbecue, and I'm not going to declare this yet. We're going to go to the phones. So the good barbecue people of Australia, call in.
Still got plenty of time,
phone
guys.
Phone votes count. We've got plenty of time to turn this around.
Look, I feel like I'm definitely more dead horse. I'm definitely more tomato sauce, I think. But, I mean, I don't dislike barbecue sauce on sausage sizzles. Like, I won't. If that's what's there, I'll take it.
I know your tomato sauce. I know your tomato sauce too, Grace. Mm. But 131060, Australia, you decide.
You decide.
Give us a call. Barbecue or tomato sauce. I'm willing to ignore this poll that says 70%
no,
of
we
you.
Can't just ignore the poll.
Oh, we can. That's what the Liberals will be doing this morning. Ignoring all polls.
Pretend it didn't happen.
Look, we have just asked 131060, barbecue or tomato? Yesterday on the show, we were getting you to give us sausage reviews. I'll be honest, I'm a barbecue guy. Nathan, you're tomato. Grace, tomato. Most people in my life are tomato.
Yeah.
But yesterday, most people on the phones were saying barbecue.
Majority of people calling through were barbecue people. I don't know if there's been a big swing towards barbecue or not.
And initial polling has indicated that barbecue is much higher than we originally thought.
Listen, Christopher, we're not going to call it yet. It's too early to call.
I'm not going
to
call it for the barbecue yet, but we're just saying, I'm getting the initial polling.
No, look, initial polling isn't great for us barbecue people.
No, it isn't.
We've had now over 2,000 people vote, and it's still sitting at 77% of Australia saying tomato on our Instagram poll, but we all know, just ignore the polls.
Are you calling this the unwinnable election?
Look,
if barbecue was to win this would be winning the unwinnable election. Australia, you decide, and hopefully you'll decide barbecue.
Brent from Albury. Brento, where do you stand on this, mate? Barbecue or tomato?
Well, it's cooked on a barbecue, so it's barbecue sauce.
That's a good answer.
You're the smartest man I've ever met.
That is a smart man. That is clever. Okay, all right, that's one. That's one for the good guys. But it depends who you are.
Brett, what about your friends and family? Are they barbecue as well?
Hot dogs, they're tomato, but sausage is usually barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah, hot dogs, I feel that. Yeah,
we're just going. We're just going sausage sanger, though.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
That's this morning.
Tracy from Morissette Park. Hi, Trace.
Hi, how you going?
We're good, Trace. Barbecue or tomato?
Barbecue for sure.
Another one. This is huge.
Initial polls indicated tomato was in a clear advantage, but out of nowhere, barbecue continues. And you're not going to, Nath, the independence mustard are just languishing.
And the teals of no sauce, those guys. Don't get me started. All right, let's go. That's two for barbecue.
Phone polls are the polls.
We're watching the pictures of Australia change from red to brown. Ethan from Cessnock. Eat barbecue or tomato?
Tomato, guys.
I think you said tomato, but that sounds like a donkey vote.
I think Ethan drew a penis on the polling paper. Can't count it, Ethan. I'm so sorry.
Taya from Hobart. Taya, barbecue, tomato?
I'm going to throw you off and I'm going to say both.
We've got an independent here.
No, we've got the Greens.
Yeah. No, she's from Hobart, so Wilkie's here.
Okay, both. Talk us through that, Tay. I've never tried it, so I don't want to knock it. But why both?
I don't know. Both barbecue and tomato on a sausage, it's great.
Okay, you're going to have to number one to two.
Two, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to number one to two. Unfortunately, you can't put one and two in the same box. You know what I mean? So, I mean, which one are you putting more on? Tomato or barbecue?
I can't pick. They've both
got to
be an even amount.
You'll get fined.
You'll get fined. It'll be a donkey vote, and it doesn't count.
Yeah.
If you had to rank them, you've got to rank
them.
Two.
I'd say maybe a little bit extra barbecue.
Oh, that's another one.
Another state has turned brown.
That is huge. That's four brown states.
Let's go brown for barbecue.
I cannot believe this. The tomato might not even get a seat in the House of Reps. Alana from Bendigo. Hello.
Hello.
Barbecue tomato, Alana, for the seat of Bendigo.
I am barbecue. My son is tomato, but if there is mustard, I will choose mustard.
Oh, she's a teal.
Okay.
But again, if it's just tomato and barbecue, I'll go barbecue.
So ranking them, Alana, you're voting mustard one, barbecues in two, and then tomato in three.
Very correct.
Yeah, tomato below the line.
Which that's as a barbecue person, when I tell people how to vote, we want tomato at the bottom.
Yeah.
We're willing to accept. We're going to lose some seats to mustard, Nath.
It was on the voting cards, but there's a bit of a, yeah, you guys are going to take their votes.
We understand that mustard's going to take some of the tomato seats, and we're okay with that, because really what that does is it just pushes brown into other states.
The only problem is it doesn't look like you can have a majority source government.
Oh, look, we're willing to work with mustard on it. Mustard have some real strong thoughts on onions, which we won't get into.
It's just going to be hard to push anything through.
Well, Mustard is saying onions needs to sit at about 75%, but we've promised onions at about 35%.
Okay, guys, look, as the anchor of this thing, I'm just going to bring it back. So, I mean, tomato and barbecue back in your seats, all right? We've got more votes to count. Emily from Sydney, for the seat of Sydney. Hello, Em.
Hey.
Hey. Em. This is the final vote.
It's the final vote.
But look, there's a 95% swing to barbecue at the moment. Where do you stand? Sausage sizzle, barbecue, tomato, Em?
Oh, I am a tomato fan, but one of my friends in high school was allergic to tomatoes, and she couldn't have barbecue sauce because it still technically has tomatoes in it. So all you barbecue people, secretly tomato fans.
Oh my God, this is huge.
The barbecue community have been taking bribes under the table from the tomato sauce community.
They've been duped. They secretly have tomatoes amongst them.
This is huge. It's a majority tomato government. You didn't even know.
I was hoping that no one knew this. Now, for those just joining us, we're actually taking some time off. This is our last show for a month.
Yeah.
Buddy, in exciting news, sad news as well. We finished up on Hobart Breakfast Radio this week after 5 years. Mm-hmm. But the exciting news is we're taking a month off and we're back. And on June the 20th, we're doing nights. 9 to 11 all around this beautiful country of ours. And then we're back here on Saturday, June the 25th, doing this gig again.
Even more Jimmy and Nath of the country.
Yeah, you want more Jimmy and Nath? We'll give you more Jimmy and Nath.
We'll absolutely give it to you.
And I thought we could do this. Now it's time for Jimmy's Verse Gig. Now, I know we do this every Sunday. How this works is I read out the verse, the lyrics of very popular songs. Producer Grace and Nath just have to guess what that song is.
Mm-hmm.
And because, we're moving on, we're graduating.
Yeah, love that.
Oh, graduation songs.
We're doing graduation songs.
Yeah, good. Graduation That's songs. Good.
Mm. So I did some quick Googling and I found, these three songs were in the top 10 graduation songs of 2021 here in Australia.
So new graduation songs.
Just the top three songs in 2021.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's been a while since any of us have graduated.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Because I was worried if it's like 2021, I was like,
No.
Just the songs that we used in 2021.
Okay, good
to know. They came out in 2021, just that we used. Because I all think we're still all graduating the same songs.
No, I think you're right.
Yeah.
You guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do it.
Here we go. Verse number one. And so, we talked all night about the rest of our lives. When we turn 25. Sorry, where are we going to be? Where are we going to be?
Oh, that changes things.
Where are we going to be when we turn 25? Keep thinking times will never change. Keep on thinking things will always be the same.
Grace, I'm just going to take a stab at it here. I don't know, but just based on context clues, I'm going to go graduation vitamin C. Vitamin C.
Is it graduation vitamin C?
Certainly
is. No!
It's not Vatiman.
Vatiman.
Oh, no, come on. You have to give me that point.
I did need song title and artist, unfortunately.
Yes, and I said it.
And I said Vatiman.
I didn't buzz in.
I need to take your first answer, and the first answer was Vatiman.
Vatiman, what is that, a cover band? Come on, mate.
That's the rules. I'm sorry.
This is a last. Do you want this to be my last memory of you before we leave for 4 weeks?
I don't make the rules.
He's a stickler for
you
the rules.
You do make the rules.
He's a stickler.
It's your game.
Stickler for the rules, mate. You've got to get it right. Title and artist.
Yes,
it's not Vatiman C.
I don't make the rules here at Jimmy's Verse Game.
You don't.
I just enforce them.
100% you do,
you
mate.
Do
and
make
that's
the
okay.
Rules. I got that right.
Vatiman.
But you clearly knew what I meant.
It doesn't matter.
I don't accept your first answer.
Yeah, vitamin C.
What if I said hoobity blabber and I go, I meant vitamin C?
No, that's...
Song title and artist, sorry. So, Nath, you're on the board.
Yeah,
one
I thought
point
so, mate. Thank
I'm
you very much.
I'm actually not playing the rest of this, so...
Song... Oh, it's an easy win for me then, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's no pride in that, is there?
And you're not going to not play because you're too competitive.
I'm pretty proud.
Okay. Verse number two. I... can almost see it. That dream.
Grace.
Here we go.
Miley Cyrus, The Climb.
Oh!
This is good.
Can you believe I've already won? Two
all.
You
said Batterman, mate. It's not named.
Can we just appreciate this? This is good. Oh, this is a banger. What a song.
Who would have thought one all?
It's not one all.
One all going into the graduation final.
The graduation song final of Jimmy's first game. One all. Nath getting vitamin C.
You could not write this.
Grace getting the climb of Morris Lewis. I'm going to be honest. This last one, I was surprised that it was in the top 10 songs, graduation songs here in Australia in 2021. This song, I was very surprised.
Really? Okay. Well, it's not the one I'm thinking, because I've had one on my mind the whole time. And
yeah, same. You can say it. I reckon it's the same one.
Green Day, Time of Your Life.
Yeah, I didn't
good,
go with
no,
that.
Isn't it Good Riddance, in brackets, Time of Your Life?
Yep. Well, you know what? Doesn't matter. Wasn't it?
And also minus point, because you're butting in.
No,
I would have given you the point, but it wasn't the song.
Yeah.
I thought that was a bit too obvious.
Good to know that it's not that.
You both are aware of this song. I've heard you both sing this song.
I'm not going to get it.
Okay.
I'll hand this one to guys.
Verse number 3. Together. Hey. Together. Together, everyone.
Grace. We're all in this together. The High School Musical cast.
Oh, well done. We are all in this together,
ladies
Australia.
Ladies and gentlemen, producer Grace has taken out Jimmy's first game.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you. Against all the odds.
Mate, you said the wrong word.
You said the wrong thing. It's the rules.
I don't make the rules.
Yes, you do.
You're so right. I do. Together, everyone.
And aren't we having fun? Together, everyone. That's the last bit of that. Why'd you cut it off? Cut off.
I just...
It's like the main bit of the song. Jim, of course, it's election weekend. Big round of applause to Albo. Good on you, mate. Congratulations. Australia decided. We've got a new PM, new government.
Australia decided. Barbecue sauce is the sauce.
Of course.
Well done, guys.
The two big elections decided this weekend. And because it is election weekend, I thought it fitting to bring up a story about former Prime Minister. We saw him on a bit of coverage yesterday, Mr. Kevin Rudd. During the week, he appeared on The Project and he revealed the truth behind the famous leaked video of him just losing it.
I'll get to the very end. And tell these dickheads in the embassy to just give me simple sentences. I mean, I've said this before. There's f***ing language.
Angry Kevin.
I've never heard that.
I've never heard that.
What happened?
Well, okay, so he's come out and he said, so he was recording a message for an embassy, and he said he lost it because it was a long script and he kept getting it wrong right at the end.
Oh, something that's annoying.
Something, Jim, you and I can very much sympathise with. Is that the word? Sympathise?
Sympathise. Or empathise, either one.
Anyway, right, we've got a month off. Thank God.
You're going to rest. You're going to come back and you're going to be so good.
Thank God, because this language is difficult to say.
Did you beep that out?
Yeah.
So you beeped out two B's, but you left in a DH.
You left in a couple of words there.
Yeah.
What did I leave in?
Dickhead. I'm not going to.
No.
All right.
Jimmy said the other one yesterday. Remember?
I feel like you can say, but I can't say it now because I think you're just talking about swear words.
Absolutely. You might remember this one from Kevin losing it as well. This one's a little bit softer.
Oh, fair shake of the sauce bottle, mate.
Remember that one?
Yeah, that's not the same video, though.
Different ones. So okay, he's lost it a couple of times. Because here's the...
No, that's like proper losing it, though.
Yeah, I know. His full goes crazy at it.
Because I looked down at the run sheet and you were like, fair shake of the sauce bottle. I went, oh, we all love that. So I got it quite...
That's the classic one.
When you started playing that, I was like, I've never heard that.
In all honesty, didn't know that was him kind of like not saying a swear word. I thought that was him going, everyone has a go, everyone has a fair shake of the sauce bottle.
Yeah, well, no, it's him. It's him getting angry. So it's him.
That's what I thought it was.
No, and it just make. We need a month off because Grace is starting to make sense.
That's when
it's
you know things are weird.
It's like a cow's opinion.
131060. Here's the question I want to ask Australia. What's your non-swear word swear word? I think these are good. What do you use instead of a swear word? I know there's one I've been using a lot lately. I wonder if you guys... I've said gee whiz a lot lately. Have you noticed this?
What is that instead of? No, don't say it.
And she's back, ladies and gentlemen.
That's more Grace.
That's what we want. I've been saying gee whiz a lot instead of like, yeah, like an expletive to show my excitement. You know what I mean? Like,
I haven't noticed you saying it, I'll be honest.
Really? Jimmy, no. Have you noticed I've been saying gee whiz?
I played golf with you last week.
Yeah.
And you played really well.
Mm.
But there was a couple of bad shots in between a lot of good shots.
Yeah.
But you just swore.
Golf different. Golf's okay.
I didn't hear many missed putts and go, oh, gee whiz.
Oh, gee whiz.
Wish that went in.
Oh, Shazbot. Have you guys got non-swear words, swear words?
Say sugar a lot. You know? Yeah. Oh, sugar.
Sugar's a big one.
Mate.
Oh, you're the biggest body tongue I know. So.
Biggest blue tongue? Oh, don't. No, move on if I said the wrong thing.
Just a reminder, guys, month off. Promise we'll come back and we will be, we'd be good. We're going to be good.
13, 10, 60. Just shut up, Jimmy, Nathan, Grace. What is your non-swear word swear word? What do you say maybe in front of the kids, in front of your parents, whatever it is? What do you say instead of a swear word? Also, if you give us a call, we've got more menu log vouchers to give away. $50 menu log vouchers, 13, 10, 60. Non-swear word swear words, Australia. Jump on the phones. We're off after this for a month, but when we return, of course, we'll be back 7 to 9 a.m. weekend brekkie, Saturday and Sunday, and also 9 till 11 p.m. Monday to Thursday, every night around the country as well. That's from the 20th of June.
I think 20th of June, we're back on nights, and 25th, we're back doing this Saturday, Sunday thing.
Yeah, a little thing. What are you guys doing? Just a thing. We just asked a question, 13, 10, 60. What's your non-swear word, swear word? I feel like I've been using gee whiz a lot lately, everywhere except the golf course.
Yeah, Australia, it's Jimmy here. One thing people always say about when they meet me is just how foul mouth I am. I don't know.
It's impressive.
You'd agree, I'd swear so much.
So much.
And producer Grace, you'd also agree?
Absolutely. Yeah. You swore on the show this week.
Yeah,
said the F word.
Yeah, you did.
Look, I think it's because I grew up in Gundawindi, a small town on the border of Queensland, New South Wales. I feel like when I grew up, my teacher swore, my parents swore, everyone around me just swore.
It's part of the English language.
Yeah. When I go back, I actually get bullied for not swearing enough, which is interesting. So I'm actually really excited here because I think I could learn something.
Yeah.
And I love learning. Much like I learned early, the Gaelic rooster is the national bird of France.
Of course.
Maybe I can get some words right now that I can replace in my own vocabulary.
As we know, it's a fun word too, vocabulary. Jane from Alexandra. Hi, Jane. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you guys?
Good, Jane. What's your non-swear word, swear word?
Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops. It's a good one. Yes. Okay.
Could you give us an example, Jane?
Just when things go wrong at work, basically if I stub my toe or something like that, I just say, oh, Fruit Loops.
Do you yell it angrily, Jane, or do you say it how you just said it then?
Generally how I say it then, I just say pretty calm, but I just go, oh, Fruit Loops, if I've made a mistake at work, and I go, oh, Fruit Loops, I've got it, or I forgot about something.
Yeah. Can you give me an example, Jane? You sound like an actress. You've just kicked your toe. You've just kicked your toe. You're angry. Give me your best Fruit Loops.
Oh, Fruit Loops.
Ooh, almost thought I had to beep that out.
Good work, I like Jane. That. I might use Fruit Loops. It's also fun.
I haven't had it for brekkie in a while as well. I might have some.
After the show.
Yeah, let's go get some Fruit Loops. Karen from Lithgow. Hi, Karen.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Karen. What's your non-swear word, swear word?
Puck.
Sorry. Can you say puck?
Yeah, P-U-C-K.
Okay, good. Because Grace gave me a fun little side eye then.
can you give me an example of when you use it, Karen?
Generally when the grandkids are here and they're really getting on my nerves. I go, will you puck and stop it?
With a P, guys.
I love that, Karen, but I'll be getting an email after the show from the boss.
100%. I'll be having a word from producer Grace after the show.
But when the boss emails us, I'll just say, Grace, put it through.
100%.
What could we do?
She's the executive producer of the show. Ronnie from Yurong Creek. Hello, Ronnie.
G'day, how are you?
We're good, Ronnie. You got a non-swear word swear word?
Yeah, I do, actually. Yeah. Use it a fair bit.
What is it? A fair bit.
Sorry?
What is this non-swear word swear word?
Who gives a rat's rectum?
Who gives a rat's...
A rat's rectum.
Who gives a rat's rectum?
When are you using that one, Ronnie?
When I'm really wild, which is very rarely these days, and I live on my own.
With Ronnie. Love this.
Would you mind giving us like your best version of that? Show us how you would use it.
Oh, God, geez, now you've got me on the hop.
Okay, how about this? I'll give you a scenario, Ronnie. Okay, so say you're at the bowls club at your own creek, okay? And
Nathan and I are carrying on. A couple of galahs.
We're being really loud. You're just trying to sit there and enjoy shandy and with your friends, and we're being really loud, carrying
Actually,
on.
I'm pouring the beers down there, but that's another story.
Yeah, pouring the Okay, there you go. Okay, and you come over to us and you execute that non-swear word. Go ahead, Ronnie. You've walked over to our table.
Well, I just sort of tell you to quieten down, this, that, and the other. And if you gave me a bit of back chat, I'd sort of walk away. And then on top of your voice, I'd go, "Who gives a rat's rectal how you behave?"
Wow! Ronnie! Jeez. I need to recover after that. Ronnie got me good.
Look, it is time for the show rating. This is how we finish each and every show. We rate the show out of 10 and give our reasons why. I'll go first. A bloody 10 out of 10.
Boom.
And why? Because of you, Australia.
Yeah.
I mean, Karen there with a puck and Ronnie with a...
Oh, we said it again.
Cat's rectum. I bloody love doing this show because of you guys. And, we finished up on Hobart Breakfast Radio this week. We're really excited to have two national shows. We're still not sure how we got both of them, but we'll
who gives a rat's rectum, huh?
We are back doing nights on the 20th of June, and we're back doing Saturday and Sunday breakfast on the 25th and 26th of June. Put it in your calendars. Producer Grace, what are you giving the show?
Oh, 10 out of 10.
Yeah, 10 out of 10. It's a 10 from me, guys. It is a 10 from all of us. A month off, 4 weeks off, guys. We'll be back June 20.
Look, we'll still be doing some stuff on the socials. At Jimmy Nath, if you want to give us a follow and see what the boys are doing. At Grace Guard, if you want to see what that little piece is up to.
Not much. I'll be sleeping the next 4 weeks. So.
Oh, what good content. Can't wait to see it.
Nothing.
Live stream. Oh, guys, got to jump on. Grace is sleeping again.
Now, I usually say adios Australia to finish the show. But I can see Karen from Lithgow still there. Do we get one more puck out of Karen?
Karen, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. What do you want to say? Puck Australia. Hang on, wait, Karen. You said it. We weren't listening. Well, I don't know what she's going to say, so I'll just let her say it and we'll leave, okay? All right, over to you, Karen.
Love you. Have a good puck and good time away.
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate, grab them on Listener. That's where you get the podcast. Or if you see them, just give them a little kiss.